going shopping for Christmas. It's that time of year.
More retailers announced this week they will open their doors on Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving night, to be more precise, and we're going to talk about this trend this hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, November 14th. Walmart is the latest retailer to announce it will start its Black Friday deals on Thursday, on Thanksgiving, joining Target and Macy's and Best Buy and several others. We are going to talk with a retail industry expert during this hour and welcome your thoughts and questions. Will you shop on Thanksgiving? Do you have to work at a retail store on Thanksgiving? Does this make you mad or glad? These stores opening up on Thanksgiving. Now, our guest is not advocating for stores opening up on Thanksgiving, but here to help us understand the trends. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jerry O'Brien. He is executive director of the Kohl's Department Stores Center for Retailing Excellence at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. His areas of expertise include general retail trends, the changing retail landscape, and he spent 27 years in store operations and recruiting. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was going to protect you there a little bit because we are getting a lot of comments on our on our Facebook page. People, at least the ones that are commenting, are not real thrilled about this. It seems every few days we're hearing about another retailer that is going to be opening its doors on Thanksgiving. How surprising is this?
Well, it's not surprising that more are joining the trend. I think the key at this point is the people who are complaining really have a way to affect this. You know, we all vote with the way we spend our money.
Right, so don't shop, and maybe the stores will. So are the stores opening on Thanksgiving? Because some of this happened last year. Did it pay off for them?
Well, it appears to have. So last year, I was watching very closely, and I think we all saw the news reports. There were full parking lots, busy checkout lanes. So it was difficult for those who decided not to get on the trend to look up and say, well, I gave that business up.
Yeah. So why are, I mean, it used to be that it was, you know, whatever, really early in the morning on Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, when we'd see those crowded parking lots and such because of the great deals that were being offered, too. Why did this shift into Thanksgiving?
Well, as you said, it started with, I remember, you know, the early was 7 a.m. and then it was 4 a.m. And then, so people were just trying to get ahead. In the last few years, there's not been a big growth in the spending ability of consumers in the United States. So then the key is, how do I get you to spend your money at my establishment before you run out of money? So the earlier I can get my ads in your to your attention and get you into my store, the better chance I have of getting a bigger share of your wallet. So it just kept getting earlier, and someone finally took the dive into Thanksgiving. I think it was a risk, but apparently to this date it's paid off. The key is it may not pay as off as well this year when so many are open, so it may have diluted the whole thing.
Oh, maybe, or maybe next year we can see doors opening even earlier on Thanksgiving since, no?
Well, no, I think that's a possibility. There is going to have to be some balance in what do you do for your employees. This has traditionally been quite a family day, and I'm sure that's the reason that you're getting the Facebook posts and I'm hearing all the comments I'm hearing. So there'll have to be some balance, but at some point, again, I'll just say the consumer decides this. If no one was in the stores would have no desire to be open.
Yeah. Well, there was at least a social media campaign that I was noticing even a month ago where people were posting something that said, I am not going to shop on Thanksgiving, or trying to encourage retailers to not open on Thanksgiving, saying Thanksgiving is for families. So that's new this year, isn't it?
Well, there was some pushback last year, particularly among employee groups. But I think this year you're going to see it much more public because last year it surprised people. I think people didn't quite know how to react to it. This year it does appear that it's a trend that may not go away. So the opportunity is, you know, once you let the genie out of the bottle, I don't know that we'd ever be able to get this back if it isn't changed soon. I also saw Costco and Nordstrom's, for example, very publicly came out and said, no, we care about our employees. We will not open on Thanksgiving.
Ah. Yeah, I did see some posts from listeners who were saying, not only am I not going to shop on Thanksgiving Day, I am not going to shop at those particular retailers who opened on Thanksgiving Day all holiday season.
And I think that you're going to hear a lot more about that this year. The question is whether the way we spend our money will live up to the way we talk about spending our money.
Yeah, are you doubtful?
I am a little bit doubtful. There's people get convenience is very important to American consumers, and price is very important. And I think a good enough deal might be able to attract those who are willing to who aren't quite as solid as maybe some of the real advocates.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thanksgiving is late this year, November 28th,
yes.
Meaning that there's less time between Turkey Day and Christmas Day for holiday shopping. How does that play into more retailers wanting to open up on Thanksgiving Day?
I think it adds a sense of urgency to the season. The season is very important for all retailers, and we lose a full weekend this year, which is a big deal, and 5 shopping days. So, again, I think it's very difficult to say, I'm going to watch other people do business that day but keep my business closed.
How important is this holiday shopping season to retailers, especially this year?
Well, it's always important, and it, of course, varies a little bit about what type of retailer you are, but anywhere from 20 to 25% of your business could happen in those 4 or 5 weeks. So, you know, thinking out of 52 weeks that you can do that much business in that short of amount of time, it's critical. This is when retailers determine whether they had a good year or not.
Yeah. And does opening on Thanksgiving Day, I don't know, does that change anything for the Black Friday deals?
It'll be interesting to watch this year. Over the last few years on Black Friday, you began to see deals that were only for 2 hours or only for the morning, trying to be sure that Black Friday meant more than just the 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. And now I think what you'll see is people trying to keep the excitement going through that entire weekend, but now starting with the Thursday or the Thanksgiving openings. It'll be interesting to see what they do to say to you, come out on Thanksgiving, but also come out on Black Friday. Because it really isn't advantageous for the retailers to just spread the sales out to another day. They have more overhead. The only reason to do it now is to be afraid that you won't come out the next day if you shopped at your competitor on Thanksgiving.
We are talking about holiday shopping trends and the news that more and more retailers are announcing that they are going to open their stores on Thanksgiving Day, more of them Thanksgiving night, 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. And we're wondering if what you think of this trend. We're wondering if you are going to shop on Thanksgiving Day and why or why not. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blinker bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with.
So will you be shopping for treasures on Thanksgiving Day? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, November 14th. Walmart has announced that it will start its Black Friday deals on Thanksgiving Day. It joins many others. Target also announced this week that it will open on Thanksgiving Day. Macy's and Best Buy and several others also plan to get in on the act. But a couple of major retailers also announced they will not open on Thanksgiving, Costco and Nordstrom. So what about you? What do you think of this trend? Will you be shopping or will you spend time with families? Do you have to work on Thanksgiving Day in a retail setting? Let us know your questions and comments on this. We are talking with a retail expert, Jerry O'Brien, who is Executive Director of the Kohl's Department Stores Center for Retailing Excellence at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. Patty in Oconomowoc is with us. Hello, Patty.
Good morning. I'm a retired teacher, and because of various life circumstances, have found myself back in, I'm working retail, literally pennies over minimum wage, and I'm just finding this all very curious. Number one, I'm not a huge shopper, and so never did Black Friday myself. And now finding I'm having to go into work. I do not personally have to work on Thanksgiving Day, but have to go in at 4 a.m. and work a 12-hour shift. And I'm obviously, I'm over 60. And I just find it very curious that society wants the question, the breakdown in the family structure, and say that families don't do enough together. And most of the people in retail are working minimum wages. And I'm, you know, there are a handful that aren't, but most in retail are. And not everybody is a high school worker. Many are retired or older. And I just find it very curious that society is talking out of both sides of their mouth.
What can you tell us about this, Jerry?
Well, I agree. What you said was society wants. And again, you know, retail is one of the service industries, and the baseline is always trying to predict and satisfy what society wants. I think there are some social trends here. I perhaps am a little less anxious to say something like the breakdown of the family, in that I think we've thought that was going to happen before. It wasn't long ago that stores weren't open on Sundays. And it was going to be a terrible thing if stores opened on Sunday, and they certainly are, with very, very few exceptions. So I think we see an evolution of how the people in the United States expect service industries to behave. This isn't the first industry to open up on the holidays. There are families that go to movies. Mm-hmm. Certainly we have NFL football, restaurants, bars, bowling alleys. So while I agree it's a big change, I don't think we should be as surprised about it as we are.
Yeah. Is Patty right? What can you tell us about the workforce, the retail workforce? She says this isn't just teenagers working. It's she's in her 60s and she's working it.
Quite frankly, that's my biggest concern of this, is that if the companies are willing to, you know, try to help their workers, the ones who are willing to work and aren't quite put off by this as much, but those that are forcing everyone, and it's a big business day perhaps, so they might have to. That's where I think people need to just, you know, get their opinions out there and make it less profitable for the retailer to open that day. If that doesn't happen, the trend will continue.
Thomas in Door County is with us now. Hi, Thomas.
Good morning. I think this gentleman is reflecting many of the social problems that we have in our society. When you talk about Thanksgiving, and you talk about it as a holiday, I would suspect that if you walk down in Madison, probably not Madison because that's a more educated community, in the Milwaukee area in the suburbs, and you ask people, when was Thanksgiving created? 90% of the people wouldn't have an idea. Many of them would throw back to the Pilgrims, which, of course, it has nothing to do with that. And they would think about it. And what really makes it perverted, we have to accept the fact that retailers don't give a damn about people who work for them unless they're going to work for minimum wage. They don't care about the people they serve. They care about one thing, what that cash register or computer says on dollars and cents. That's all they're about. They're selfish, greedy, me, my, and I people. And that's what they're about.
What do you think about our guests saying, though, that they're open because people are shopping on those days?
And that's right. And what are they shopping for? They're shopping for to destroy another holiday. They're shopping for wrong reasons. Is that what Christmas is about, presents? Gee, I thought it was a religious holiday. But people have been changed into something. Personally, I would think that if everybody in this country on Thanksgiving would sit and thank people for what they have and who they are, we'd be a better society.
So, Thomas, you're not going to shop on Thanksgiving, I bet.
I never would even think of it. Mm-hmm. And you know something? At Christmas time, I don't go running around shopping, giving out cheap presents, and think I'm psychologically satisfied because I've given people I supposedly love presents.
Yeah, all right. Thomas, thank you very much for your viewpoints. He feels very passionate about this, obviously. But he was at first saying that, you know, blaming the retailers for being greedy. You want to react to that, Jerry?
Well, they're businesses, that's true. And certainly their goal and their role in our society is to provide jobs and provide profits for their stakeholders. And so I wouldn't use the word greedy, and I'm fortunate to know a lot of people in the industry who I think are very good people and who care, who do care about their employees. And, you know, we could talk about pay too, but there's, again, we're a free market society that sets that, at least at this point. But I don't think it's greedy. I believe, and I'll just say personally, I agree with the general. I would never shop on Thanksgiving. So from my point of view, but I want to say, I don't think that it ruins my Thanksgiving that my neighbor is out shopping.
Yeah. We have Todd on Facebook who says, depending on sales prices, I would shop. I hope those workers, though, get double time pay. That's probably not going to happen, is it?
You know, honestly, I don't know what they're doing. There certainly are holiday pays and time and a half and double, so, but I couldn't comment on what retailers are paying.
Yeah, so it's possible, I suppose, that they're getting more than usual.
Yes.
I have Ellen on Facebook who says, I won't shop on Thanksgiving Day, but I'm also not going to shop on Black Friday either. There are people, there's actually campaigns, don't shop on Black Friday. Or Thomas was saying that he doesn't... he doesn't go overboard on holiday shopping. Any thoughts on that? I mean, we don't have to shop on this particular weekend if we still want to get presents for people.
Well, I think there's been, just as there's a movement now to really discuss this opening on Thanksgiving, there's been a movement for a long time to discuss the commercialization of the holiday season, whether it's really Christmas, as Thomas was mentioning. So that conversation has been going on for a long time, and I think there is a movement. I don't think it's a majority movement at this point, but to decommercialize that holiday. Still not big enough to change a lot of the shopping patterns in the country, but it's there, and I think it's a discussion that will continue.
Yeah, and then Ellen goes on to say that she's going to be supporting local artists and local businesses. I don't want to call it a gimmick, but another day is Small Business Saturday is also, we have Gray Thursday on Thanksgiving, we have Black Friday on the Friday after, and then Small Business Saturday, is that taking off?
Well, again, I think the buy local trend, the support local artisans, all of these things seem to grow, and we're certainly a large, diverse population, and people are finding a way to spend money that maybe does make them feel better, that makes them feel like they are supporting their values more. And for some people, that means I'm not going to go to the big box store. I'm going to go to my local place and support them because I want them to remain in business. And I think it's important for people to realize, I've said a few times, we vote with our dollars, that the Black Friday deals and all that are predominantly in the bigger stores. If you like your neighborhood store, it's important that you support them, or you can't really complain when your neighborhood store isn't there anymore.
And I almost forgot about Cyber Monday. That doesn't necessarily take a bite out of these earlier sales, though, because these are people that don't really want to go to the stores, isn't it?
Other than there's been, as you said, you know, we're into Thanksgiving now. The stores are starting their deals earlier. There are also a lot of Black Friday-type deals already available online.
Online. Mm-hmm.
So it is a way to do it. It actually is a way that retailers did mitigate Thanksgiving prior to last year, in that they would maybe, for those people who really wanted to shop on Thanksgiving, they would have specials online to try to encourage to still get that business but not have to open their stores. The Cyber Monday, and it's certainly much bigger than one day, but that trend is going to continue where our online shopping, it will grow much faster than in-store shopping. And I see Amazon and the U.S. Post Office just arranged a deal for Sunday delivery, which is a pretty big game changer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why is that a big game changer?
Well, as we talked a short holiday season. That's four more days that you can deliver.
Yeah.
People love to be quickly satisfied, and also improves your, if you want to shop online, one of your concerns is, well, I don't want to wait. Now it's four less days during the season that you'll have to wait. It may encourage more people to go online rather than go into the brick and mortar.
Mark in Chippewa Falls, we have just a minute before news time, but I wanted to get you on before news. Go ahead.
I think it's a non-issue. Instead of, if a retailer really wanted to look out for their employees and they wanted those people walking in the door earlier to expand that season, go to pick a different color. It can be Lime Wednesday. Then you can turn around and take the high road and say, hey, I'm looking out for my employees, and if you want an extra day to shop, here's the day.
Yeah, well, why not just, I mean, there's stuff in the stores right now, you know, just start it before Thanksgiving, Jerry.
Well, I think one thing that we might be missing in the conversation is that for a lot of people, shopping is entertainment. So I know I personally will probably watch the football game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I think there are people that could say to me that isn't very family oriented. I hope I do a good job with that. But my point is, for some people, and there are a lot of people who have the tradition, this is when family's together, and it's very joyful to shop with the moms and the aunts and the daughters.
I'm going to jump in because we have news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. So what do you think about all these retailers that are announcing they will open their doors on Thanksgiving Day? Will you shop on Thanksgiving? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Thursday, November 14th. We are talking with a retail industry analyst who says that this growing trend of stores opening up on Thanksgiving is not going away anytime soon. So we're talking about shopping on Thanksgiving, talking about Black Friday, talking about Small Business Saturday, talking about Cyber Monday, and more. What do you think of all this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Jerry O'Brien is Executive Director of the Kohl's Department Store Center for Retailing Excellence at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. His areas of expertise include general retail trends and the changing retail landscape. He spent 27 years in store operations and recruiting. And I know that, Jerry, we're going to let you go a little bit earlier before the end of the hour, at about 5 to the hour. So we'll just open up our lines and let people kind of have a straw poll on whether they're going to shop or not on Thanksgiving. We do have Kathy on Facebook who writes, online shopping only if I'm shopping on Thanksgiving. I want to talk a little bit more about how more shopping is moving online.
Well, it's still a pretty small percent of the overall shopping. Probably this year, 5 or 6%, it's going to grow. But it's growing at 30 or 40% as opposed to in-store shopping only growing at 3 to 5% probably. So it's become much more convenient. We're much more confident. There's a lot more free shipping. So a lot of the hurdles that held consumers back from going online have been overcome. And as I mentioned in the last segment, the Sunday delivery will be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, and the actual outlook for the holiday shopping season, does it look like it's going to be okay or not?
Well, right now, everyone I've read somewhere between probably around a 3, make some more optimistic up to 5% increase, which is okay. It's better than we had a few years ago, so we're happy to see it turning up. But there's still some things out there. There's some encouraging signs. Just heard on the news that gas prices continue to drop. That means there's money that we're not spending on gas that we can put into other things for the holiday season. So that could actually be positive. And then we've got to watch the things that affect consumer confidence. Occasionally our Congress gets in the way and scares people a little bit.
Yeah.
And if we're not confident in the economy next year, that could get people to hold back and think that I need more of a cushion in case something goes wrong.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. We have Kelly in La Crosse with us now. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Yes, are you going to be shopping on Thanksgiving or not?
Yes, I am. I don't agree with it that it starts on Thanksgiving, but I have been a Black Friday shopper since probably the 1990s when it first started. It's a family affair in my house, so yeah, we'll be out there, I suppose.
Well, you were mentioning that at the very end of the last segment, Jerry, that you are spending time with your family if you make this a family tradition to go out and go shopping like Kelly and other families do.
Oh, there are a lot of stories like that where people, it's a time where family gathers, maybe from across the country into one place. And the idea of going out and spending the day hunting for those bargains, I kind of liken it to going to deer camp. It's a way where people get together, and if they enjoy it and it's a wonderful day, then I think it's quite a family event.
Yeah. But those who are objecting and especially perhaps upset that workers are not getting the full day of Thanksgiving off to be with their families, you're saying don't shop on Thanksgiving, and that would send the message to those stores.
There's no stores are open just to be open. They're open to satisfy their customers, hopefully encourage them to continue to come there. So consumers are always in control of this.
Yeah. Wendy on Twitter says, many deals are even better in December. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and others have done stories on this recently. Is that true?
It can very much be true, and particularly when there's a rather conservative sales outlook, as there is this year. So what you can think is that because of the conservative sales outlook, the stores are probably going to buy a little bit less, which means at the beginning of the season, your assortment might be better, but the prices may not be quite as good as toward the end. Toward the end, the store is going to be very worried about not being stuck with inventory once the holiday season is over. So they'll be perhaps marking down, depending on how the season went. But you have the risk of not having the full assortment that you had at the beginning of the season. So you have to kind of balance those two.
Our next caller is Rick in Grafton. Hi, Rick.
How you doing? So I've been listening for 20 minutes, so the analyst has kind of changed my mind. The first thing is I've been in IT for over 20 years, worked as in network engineering with Walmart Corporation, moved back to my home state, shop at Kohl's as much as I can now to support a Wisconsin-based business. But my comment is this, especially after hearing the heartfelt gentleman. I think of the light bulb. We get less sleep now because of the invention of the light bulb, and even more less sleep now that everybody's sitting in front of some type of screen. And unfortunately, the times are changing, but I think we can take it, as the gentleman said, and make it positive, bring the family together to shop. But I will say, and he was a recruiter, and in IT people are always getting recruited, that your company's reputation will come out. For example, my daughter worked at, and I won't say for liability reasons, at one company in the area that treated their employees terrible, worked them like a dog. Costco, and it is a kudos for Costco, is getting a reputation of caring about the customer and the employees. At the end of the day, it's about shareholders. It's about stocks that we all invest in for our retirement or whatever. So it's business. And each one of us are going to have a different opinion, but we can take anything and either turn it into a reason to do more with the family, or we can turn it into a reason to complain. We are in charge of our lives. We don't need corporations and et cetera to control us. So that's just my comment.
You want to respond, Jerry?
Well, I think the one thing you brought up is, obviously we've been talking a lot about the reputation of retailers to their customers. There is the fact, reputation of the retailers to be able to hire good help. Right now, there's a glut of potential employees, so there may not be as much focus. Now, I really believe the retailers that I know work hard to try to do their best. But having said that, if unemployment goes down and the ability to hire good help it becomes more difficult, then this issue may be re-raised, holidays and things like that, in order to say, we're a differentiator as an employer.
Yeah. Jerry, but since Rick brought up that he likes to shop at Kohl's, it just occurred to me that I should ask you about the name of the, it is the Kohl's Department Store Center for Retailing Excellence at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. So why is the Kohl's Department Store name on this University of Wisconsin center?
Yeah, I should clear up. I do not work for Kohl's. Mm-hmm. I work for the university. Kohl's was very generous and helped set up the center. but there's actually 24 other retailers that support the center annually. Kohl's, being a great Wisconsin company, stepped up and did the lead gift and set up an endowment to open the center. But I do not work for Kohl's, or nor do I speak for them. It's important that people be aware of that.
Right. I'm glad we had an opportunity to clear that up. Gary in Ripon is with us. Hello, Gary.
Good morning. My comment would be, given that U.S. culture has become so fractured that there are no longer any generally recognized holidays, the hours of business are going to have to be set by municipalities, and if they just jump to another municipality, then it needs to be done by states, and if they just jump to another state, then it needs to be done nationally. I just don't think you can rely on good graces of individual people.
Will that ever happen, that municipalities will set the hours?
Well, it appeared to me the trend is away from that. As I said once in the earlier segment, you know, we used to have laws that you couldn't be open on Sunday. There were laws that there are certain things you couldn't sell on Sundays. The trend is away from that. So I think municipalities and our government in general has tried to turn that over to the consumers. I do think it's going to be very difficult to get consumers to act in unison.
Yeah. Let's go to Steve in Portage now. Hi, Steve.
Yes, good morning. Say, my son-in-law has worked for Walmart for about 11 years now, and he's a little higher up in the company, but they didn't give the employees at this particular store the opportunity to have off if they wanted off on Thanksgiving. When they made this change, almost as soon as this change came out in their paychecks, they were informed that if this would have been a regular scheduled workday for them, then they are required to work. So even though he has plenty of vacation time and some of his employees underneath his supervision could switch, they're not allowed to. They don't have an option. That when Walmart made this change, and I don't know if that's corporate-wide, if that's every store, but when they made this change, they decided that not only are you going to have to work on Thanksgiving, and he's got to be in already by 6 o'clock that evening, and actually he gets to come in later than other employees do, but he has to be in already at 6 o'clock, and thought, well, I'll just put in or switch a day, and they made it very clear that that's not acceptable. And I think, you know what, yeah, if you're going to say it's going to be judged on how the retailers do, but I think then you still need to follow the practices of your employees and say, look, if you don't want to work, even though we choose to be open, then you have that option if you have the time to take off or somebody wants to switch with you, and Walmart's saying, no, you don't get that option.
What do you think, Jerry?
Well, being such a new trend, I honestly have not read a lot about how the companies are dealing with whether their employees are being asked to work or if they're being forced to work. In this situation, I think I'll go back to a retailer's reputation as an employer is important to them. So most that I know measure satisfaction of their employees, et cetera. If this comes out as a big negative, I would think that there'll be some restructuring and try to figure it out. But it could lead to a spot where if not enough employees say they want to be there, but they need to be open because so many of their customers want to shop. In that case, typically employees are going to be told, you know what, this is when we do business. We need you here.
Yeah. So is this pretty much going to be just limited to big box or the big retailers, or might shopping malls get involved in this mix where the malls are open on Thanksgiving?
Well, that's a great question. First, we have some of these big boxes that we're talking about are anchors in malls already.
That's true.
So I would think that the stores that think they could benefit from the traffic, so if Best Buy is drawing people to the mall, then perhaps the stores around would like to be open because they know there's going to be foot traffic in there. I think there's a little bit of watching. It's also deciding whether is this really, I'm kind of cherry-picking shopping, so I'm going in for that great deal and I'm running back out, which might not positively affect the mall as much. So it's very early to say, but my initial thought would be if there are people out shopping, then other businesses are going to have to look in whether they can afford to ignore those people.
Our next caller is Kathy in Eagle River. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm just calling because there are a lot of people that are employed outside of the retail sector that work holidays, be it in health or safety, and they're in non-professional positions that don't pay the best. And, you know, it's Thanksgiving, and maybe sometimes we need to be thankful we have a job and we can plan that family meal accordingly and have it on Wednesday or Friday, both of them.
Well, I'll be here on Thanksgiving morning doing a talk show, Catherine.
Right on, and I'll be working night shift Thanksgiving night, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, it's a point, Jerry, that there people work on Thanksgiving in other professions too, don't they?
Well, we really have developed a service-oriented economy in general. Retail is the largest private employer in the nation. So, and more, and to this woman's point, you know, restaurants have been open for a long time. Entertainment has been open for a long time. This appears to be a trend. We want what we want when we want it. And whether I agree personally or not, it's a trend that continues to build momentum in the United States.
Well, we have Denise in Onalaska next. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you, Joy?
Good. What about you?
Good. Great, thanks for asking. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving this year. Unfortunately, it's just with my immediate family here at home. We both have part-time jobs. We see it as a priority to keep our kids and enrolled in a small private school because they get better teaching for values and everything there. But unfortunately, the price of gas, it's just not amicable for us to be able to travel outside of town and visit family that we'd love to see. And when we have in the past, I have family members that would prefer to go shopping, and my heart aches for them because I've seen them get angry at their kids over stuff, over their latest iPod or something, or bringing it and losing it. And I've always repeated, people matter more than stuff. And granted, I encourage, hey, if families want to spend time together shopping, that's wonderful, yes. But what about the old-fashioned rule of sitting around the table, conversing, telling each other what we're thankful for over the past year? I know for our family, we survived a house fire a few years ago, and what an outpouring of love and support and hugs from people we never had gotten before. That's the thing. We need to be thankful for each other that we've lost. And in corporate America, don't people see the greed that's taken over our own hearts when we prefer to go shopping than sit around the table together, get to know each other?
Yeah. So you're not shopping on Thanksgiving, are you, Denise?
It's not for me to judge what other people do for their fun, but I think that, okay, taking a break from entertainment, from our iPods, from our cell phones, for God's sake, I work in the food industry, and I see people supposedly meeting together but on their phones with someone else repeatedly over and over and over, especially with the younger generation. We have lost touch with what really matters.
Thank you very much, Denise. Well, Jerry, we're going to get ready to let you go. What do you see happening with this trend of that we're seeing this year with more and more retailers opening up on Thanksgiving night anyway? Is this going to be here? Is it going to go away anytime soon?
I don't see it going away. I think we're going to use it for the next few years. I think we're going to see it as people try to decide how profitable and what kind of effects it does have. I think that there's the potential for the growth in online to have some effect to maybe minimize this, but also for consumers to speak more loudly. There was not a giant outcry last year. There was some. Then there's a little bit more conversation about it this year. If consumers genuinely don't want this, then it really is in their control. I'm not convinced that the general populace has a big problem with it. I think there's a segment of people that do, but I don't hear an overwhelming outcry against it.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jerry O'Brien is the Executive Director of the Center for Retailing Excellence at UW-Madison School of Human Ecology. Well, now we'll spend our last 5 minutes of the hour asking you if you are going to shop on Thanksgiving or not. Why or why not? We just heard Jerry say that there wasn't a big outcry over this necessarily last year when it started. He's thinking that if the customers are there, the stores will stay open on Thanksgiving Day. So are you going to shop on Thanksgiving or not? 1-800-642-1234. What do you think of this trend? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll do a little mini straw poll on whether or not we are going to go shopping on Thanksgiving Day after this.
We're going shopping for Christmas. It's that time of year.
All right, so are you going shopping on Thanksgiving Day or not? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Chris in Watertown, what about you?
Absolutely not. We went last year for the first time, and it was just sickening watching the commercial greed and rabid behavior of not just the shoppers, but also the people working at the stores. But no part of it. I want to be at home with my family, taking part of a nice, leisurely Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, Chris. Absolutely not, is noted. Mary in Darlington. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I am not against it. If you have family members you can spend the holidays with, that's your choice. Go ahead. That's an awesome choice. There are other people that have no family members, and you know the holiday brings a lot of loneliness to some people, and I know people who just like to walk around the mall just to forget their life. It's fun for them. And
so you are not going, but you're not judging people harshly if they do.
Yes.
All right, I get it.
I probably would go if I had the money to spend, but no, I won't be going. And, you know, don't judge somebody for what they do unless you've walked a mile in their shoes. So.
Thank you very much, Mary. Eve in Oconomowoc. Hi, Eve.
Good morning.
Yes, what
I
are
definitely
you
will. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead and vote.
I definitely will not be shopping. I worked in the retail store where this actually originated, in the downtown store. I'm not going to name the store, but it is supply and demand, and I can guarantee you people will demand it, and they will provide it. So, but I will definitely not.
Thank you very much, Eve. Joe in Prairie du Chien. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I'm not going shopping. I have to go to work. I work in healthcare, so I could see in the future also reality shows based on these shopping holidays. I think it'd be crazy, but I bet you they'll do it.
Thank you very much, Joe. We have Sue from Brookfield who says that she will not shop on Black Friday, Thanksgiving, or any holiday. Well, Black Friday's not exactly a holiday, but anyway. Furthermore, she thinks that we should close stores on these days and also on Sunday. We'll take another call. Christine in Burlington. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Joy. I just wanted to say I really feel that most of the people would like to spend time with their families and sit around the table and enjoy the holiday, just Thanksgiving.
And you're talking about the workers, of course, who won't be able to do that. All right, thanks very much. You know, I think we're going to have to leave our little mini straw poll there as we are out of time. Thanks very much. Six of you on air saying no, you will not shop on Thanksgiving Day. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There is much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.